Luke, the second chapter, the title of this message is Proclaiming His Birth. And it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothing and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of angels, heavenly hosts, appeared praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' And when the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread out the word concerning what they had been told and what they had seen of the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all the things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which they had just found to be true and told of." You know, one of the things that we have been looking at is how God has revealed himself through the centuries, through his word to his people, and how he has used human history to orchestrate his word so that he could fulfill his promises to us and show forth the strength of his character and his faithfulness to fulfill his word and his promises. And what we get caught up with all this traditionalized garbage of Christmas, and, you know, I had the freedom to say it because my wife goes crazy. She loves to decorate stuff. And, you know, it's not just Christmas, but this is her favorite time of the year to do these things. And as it was for me and most guys, we would be lucky to have a candle or a Christmas ball hanging out, let alone a piece of tinsel and all. We're quite satisfied with just where we are. And so I give praise and glory to God for my wife, because she's the one who actually turns this house into a home. And most of you ladies should be commended for what you do. But I want us to focus on proclaiming his birth, and not so much his birth, but proclaiming him. He's not only Jesus who was born, he is Jesus who has died and rose again from the dead, and he is coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is not going to come back as this little baby Jesus, as the world would think to happen. And as I said last week, his birth proclaimed the beginning, or the first page of the end of human history as we understand it, because that's what it signifies. It signifies that this is the beginning of the kingdom of heaven coming upon the earth, and that judgment is coming upon the world. And all those who are not right with God need to get right with God, because it's been 2,000 years since his birth. And we as preachers proclaim his birth. We proclaim his resurrection. We proclaim his goodness and his mercy and all his gifts and all this other stuff. But the bottom line is we're proclaiming the ultimate end of sin and death and fear, so that we can live in peace and joy and happiness with our King and God forever and ever. That's what Christmas is really about. Is that we spend a day not only signifying his birth, but also proclaiming that he's coming for his church. And this is not the time or the hour to faint about that, but to really rejoice. And when we have a Christmas service, and I know, I've been in Christmas services where it's either two fingers or three fingers to make me throw up. Because, you know, it's so traditionalized that really there's no heart in the message. And so I want us to really begin to start thinking about a little bit more about what he has promised us and how he has been faithful to bring that to a closure. But the end is not here. We're only midway through. You see, Jesus was proclaimed to the shepherds, and we should wonder why a king in those days was first announced to his peers. Kings and people of power and prestige all were the first ones to hear the good news. But in this instance, Christ wasn't being uplifted to the kings or his peers. He has no peers. He really doesn't. But he was proclaimed to the humble, the ordinary, the outcast that nobody wants. And that was the shepherds. And the shepherds in those days, they were uneducated. And they were not allowed to come into the city because most of them were thieves. And so they were forbidden to come in. And here, the angels of heaven come and proclaim to them that the Lord has been born. What an honor and a privilege that they had. The least of them were the first to know in society. What a privilege we have that we're no different. Black, white, purple, green, male, female. We're all the cut of the same cloth. We're ordinary people. And God has given to us, has proclaimed to us the message of eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. That He has paid for us. He has atoned for us. And He calls us friends, not slaves, but friends and heirs. And He has given to the church, all who believe, the privilege, not the responsibility, although it is, but the privilege to go and tell people about Christ, about what He has done. And this is the amazing story about His birth, because the shepherds, nobody paid attention to Him. And how many times we run across those individuals through our walk of life that are in need, that are kind of outcast and thrown out, and we don't even give them a moment's notice. But yet these shepherds heard the message from the angels and then said, let's go check this thing out. Let's see what is really happening here. And they went and saw, and when they saw that it was true, they began to tell everybody. And everybody that listened were amazed at their story. You have a story. That's amazing. You have a story that needs to be told. And in that story that's told is what Jesus has done for you and what He has promised you. He hasn't left you or forsaken you. What we have done is ignored Him and fallen to what the world wants us to do. Christmas is, to me, is not about Christmas trees, although I decorate because it brings joy to my wife. Me, I'm still looking for that artificial tree. That I could just stick in a box and pull out of a box, it's already there. It's not about the gifts. Oh, that we run around like crazy people, and I get a kick out of it. I go to the stores, yeah, I shop, but I get a kick out of watching these people stress out. They stress, man, I'll tell you. All because they think that that's what Christmas is about. I had guys today, I had to wait in a line for over an hour for cream puffs. Do you believe that? What guy in his right mind? I mean, that's love. That's love. I sacrificed for my wife. She wanted them, or else I was being shot when I walked through the door. But she wanted them. You know? And I sacrificed. I laid my life down on my feet, stood there for an hour for cream puffs. But that's okay. I had an opportunity to witness to people about what Christmas meant to me. And so do you. If you seize the opportunity in a lifetime of that opportunity. You know, it's not about anything more than telling them about Jesus. He is the greatest gift I've ever received. He has been the greatest provider I've ever come to know. And He has made me better than I could ever hope for. And I declare to you, as the angels declared to the shepherds, you have a story to proclaim. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell everybody. Don't wait until Christmas to tell somebody. Tell them all the time. Till they get tired of it. And they buy you a cream puff. You know? Whatever it is. But understand that Christmas is about Christ. And God fulfilling His promise. And He is not slack. He is going to come again, but he's not coming as a baby in a manger. He's not coming to us as this resurrected prince who's going to just love on everybody. He tells us he's coming back to separate the sheep from the goats. Those who love him and have done what he's told them to do, and those who have refused him and rejected him. You see, Christmas can be joyous, and it should be, but let us get back to the truism of what it's all about. It's about God fulfilling his promise to send us a Savior, to die in our stead, so that we would, we have this little thing, if I run over too long, we have numbers over here. Pastor, you're getting too long. So Ed's busting me up. Sure, because I'm almost done. Share what God is doing in your life. Tell people. When you have, sit down at dinner tomorrow with your friends and your neighbors and your family members, tell them, challenge them. I challenge you to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm not telling you to challenge you to make you feel bad about it. I'm challenging you to get off your duff and be bold about telling it. Because the world is real bold to tell us what they think about our Jesus. And it's about time that we stand up and we recount it and that we declare the truth of the gospel. Yes, it is the gospel of peace to all those who receive him as Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. Merry Christmas to you all.